Or do you really love me? And are you willing to give your life for me? That's deep. And that story resonates in my heart. Allah says, I will give you. I'll give you so much. And more will come your way. But what is it for? Is it for me? Or is it for you? The story of Ashab al-Kahf just resonates in my heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is why I love them so much. But Allah says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَافِ. You see? Have you not done the hisab? Why is Allah doing that? Allah says, look, they came to me. I preserve them. Not only do I preserve them, I elevate them. The people of the town built a sarcophagus. They built a masjid over them, just as a reminder of how great these people were. Allah didn't refuse that in the Quran. Allah said, yes, it's okay. Do it. So when Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى the same scenario for us. That when we submit ourselves in the rahmah of Allah and we take that step forward, Allah will preserve us. Having said that, let me conclude that there are two things we must keep in mind. And in this ayah, I want to conclude on this. One, don't forget the mercy of Allah. No matter what happens. When you see a child die, see the rahmah of Allah. How? To say, what could I have done to stop that? One. Two, maybe the child died because he was ill. No problem. The one who created it was the owner. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Blessed is he who owns the whole universe. Good. That child who died was the property of God, and the owner reclaimed it. No problem. He took it back. No problem. I have trust that since Allah created that child, even the one who miscarried itself in the womb of its mother, will rise on judgment day as a soul and will be rewarded by the grace of Allah to have been given that opportunity to exist. Now the consolation part is at that level. Secondly, I must be proactive in my rahmah to say I must prevent evil. Now you might say, how do I prevent evil? Let's be practical. In this community, how many people do you have in this community? 100, 200, 300? If this place fills up, you're all very happy, I'm sure. It's mashallah, big crowd. Okay, so there's 300, 500 people. What do you think of this next generation? What about our young, older generation? How much Islam do we have? Now, those of us who've come from the East, we've been ingrained with our religious rituals, Islam, a certain way. Ashura, we come alive. You know, Ramadan, we come alive. Alhamdulillah. And in between, alhamdulillah, we do our Islamic things. The older generation. But is that enough? You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this part of the world to continue our rituals? Or to create movements and create new generations that will become the higher generations that will represent Islam in the West. The sad thing in the world with today, those of us who come from the East, we think we can bring the whole East here. And we want our children to be Eastern, and they have to live like Easterners, they have to eat like Easterners, but then we're so happy when our children speak very nice English. That's a contradiction. Our new generation needs to be prepared to represent Islam properly. We're being attacked at every level. And if we don't have the charisma to represent ourselves properly, we're going to be destroyed. You know, nations have been destroyed because they didn't rise against the enemy. If we are acquiescing and sitting around, the enemy will say, easy target, get rid of them. But when you rise, how do you rise? By fighting? No. Not fighting with force. You fight with intelligence. You prepare the next generation. So that these role model facilities become the places where all these neighbors around us, who are non-Muslims, many of them, media is already speaking about Islam. There is not an American today in the United States who is not aware of the name Islam or Muslims. There is not an American in general who is not aware of the Quran. Look, burn the Quran day, started by a foolish man, right? Terry Jones. Again, if you listen to his interview by BBC, you want to know the exact example of what ignorance is? Listen to the interview by BBC on Terry Jones. He's never read the Quran. The guy says, have you read the Quran? He says, no. He says, then why are you burning it? He says, because it's the devil's work. He says, how do you know? Well, I just know. That's the jahiliyyah of the man. He's so jahil. You want to know the definition of jahil? Watch that definition. I mean, watch this interview. But There's a rahmah in it. For a foolish person like him, trying to attack Islam, has given us free media attention. And more people read the Quran as a result of that. And even some scholars, some pastors in the Christian churches, who, as the Quran mentioned in Surah Al-Imran, are the true believers who are the protectors of Islam, though they're in churches. Allah mentions about them. As he spoke in Ohio, he said, September 11 should be buy a Quran and read a Quran day. SubhanAllah. I'm listening to this. She says, what kind of belief is this to burn such a sacred book that teaches so much goodness? Look, this is a Christian pastor talking in a church. That's the power of Islam. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. You see? وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَوَ شِدَّاءُ لِلْكُفَّارِ. SubhanAllah, you see the effects. It's happening. Allah's hand is already working. That as much as the enemy is striking, Islam is growing. In America, Islam is growing. In the world, Islam is growing. The question is, what are we doing for Islam? Are we supposed to build buildings for ourselves and find comfort within our own homes and feel like we're happy that we're entering paradise? Or are we supposed to be role models that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this country to become those kinds of personalities that the world will look for guidance? Because if you and I don't give them guidance, someone else will. And most likely someone else is wrong. That's a problem. We need to work, brothers and sisters. Unity. We need to bring our ummah together. You know, we fight for petty little things. And I'm not speaking about this community. I'm speaking about the world as Muslims. Petty, silly things. This is how Shaitan keeps us busy. Fight for petty things so you don't put energy in doing what the real work should be. When we see what the Quran is showing about how prophets and these personalities, these are Sahaba Kiram, not prophets. But look how Allah is saying, look at just my servants who did the right thing. Look what I did for them. What will Allah do for us? Here you've got this beautiful community. Sometimes we say it's financial issues, we don't have the money, we don't have the funds. Money is never an object in the way of Allah. Never. If money becomes an object, we've lost our focus. It's the iman, the deen, the zeal. So two things that Ashab al-Kahf have shown me in the Quran. They had total love for the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They understood, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. We love you, Allah, so much. We recognize how great you are. We don't fear you in a negative way. We fear losing your love. We fear moving away from you. We fear being foolish and rejecting your gifts. We fear that. But we love you so much, for you're so forgiving. You're so caring that in this dark night, you're guiding me. And you make sure even the stars are shining. So you tell me which direction I should go. And then you bring the sun in the day, so I know how to keep track of my days. And that sun makes me alive in the morning. And then you set it so that I can go to sleep. How merciful Allah said, look, recognize that. And I will feed you more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. But if you reject me, I'll punish you. That's rahmah. Second, tawakkal. Tawakkal. Nothing is more important than putting trust in Allah. That when we're going to do projects in our communities, don't be afraid of the outcome. When you take a step for Allah, what is there to fear? Honestly, when I travel, people say, you know, sometimes you go into very hostile environments. I said, I do. Sometimes you'll find a crowd looking at you, they just want to, you know, shoot you. Honestly, you feel it. There was a whole Christian interfaith dialogue, and the whole classroom was like 90% Christian, you could tell. And you could see, it was post 9/11, they're just looking at me like, someone I gotta kill. You can feel it. Not to kill, but you know, in the sense that that's it, that's the enemy. And I realized, I said, I don't blame them. If the media keeps bombarding them, that me with the beard guy, I'm the guy holding the gun and the bomb somewhere, yeah, he's going to be afraid of me. Anywhere in the world, you feed somebody constant information, they're going to start thinking that way. And when I started bringing about the mercy of Allah and presenting, at that moment, of course, you're afraid. I said, you know, is there going to be an uproar? Is somebody going to attack you? You know, maybe you're walking near somebody, somebody's going to hit you. Allah says, do tawakkal, be wise, don't be foolish. Carry yourself with dignity. I'll take care of the rest. In 15 minutes after that presentation, people were crying. They're looking at me like they just want to come and hug me. And I'm talking Islam. I said, look at the power of this deen. This is the same person, the deen, who was afraid of me 15 minutes ago. This is the same person now who wants to come near me and wants to thank me. That's the power of Islam. So let's not be afraid. Do tawakkal ala Allah after thinking, take the step. They took a step. They didn't know where they were going. They didn't know if they would be living. They thought they'd be killed. In fact, when they challenged the king, they said, we are ready to die. That's why we are challenging the king. We want him to kill us. But Allah says, no, I have a better plan. I'll save you. I'll preserve you. And I'll make you a role model for the rest of humanity. You think Allah will not do the same for us? You think Ashab al-Kahf is only then and not now? You think all that happened to the prophets is only then, not now? Then why read the Quran? Why even follow Islam? The rahmah of Allah is at all times. Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Say, I have trust in the Rahman. قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ. In the Rahman, the Merciful, I have faith in. قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ آمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And in Him, I take a step forward. And God says, you will soon know who is wrong and who is right. So in this community, don't be afraid of the outcomes. Financial issues are secondary issues. Let's unite in every ummah. Let's think of how to protect the interests of the older generation. Let's think of how to protect the interests of the newer generation and the next generations. That's a wise community that brings together a focus. Then this community becomes a role model for other communities to follow. And when I mean other communities, I'm not talking about Muslim communities per se, even non-Muslim communities will look at us as role models. That, in my opinion, is truly success. May Allah give us the tawfiq to achieve that. And I really feel that I'm honored to be here because I feel the, you know, it's resonant. People are asking me, are you enjoying Phoenix? I said, yeah, but I'm enjoying the people much more. Phoenix is beautiful, but the people are much better. When I go places, I'm not interested in the geography. Geography is the rahmah of Allah everywhere, and it's a beautiful thing to see. But the people, when you see beautiful people, it's priceless. You're a beautiful community, and I really pray for your success. Inshallah. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم وآخر الدعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.